Hello and welcome to Tax Invoice, the ATO's official podcast. Here at the ATO, we want tax and super to be as easy to understand as possible. So we've invited industry experts to sit down with ATO's senior leaders and ask them the questions. We hope you enjoy this episode of Tax Invoice.
Hi, my name is Chris Hooper, Chief Executive Officer at Acodex. Today on Tax Invoice, we will be discussing the new system, Online Services for Agents, which has just been made available to all tax professionals across the country. It's an exciting new development for the profession, and I'm really looking forward to talking about it today. I'm joined by Andrew Watson, Deputy Commissioner from the ATO, who is currently responsible for overseeing the rollout of online services for agents. Andrew's got over 20 years of experience with the ATO and is just following on from the successful move of agents from ELS over to PLS. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks, Chris. Looking forward to the chat today.
So I was really excited about getting access to the new system. For everyone listening, can you give us a brief overview about what the new online service for agents actually is?
Okay. In simple terms, Chris, it's really our replacement for the tax and VAS agent portals. But in reality, it's a lot more than that. So it's a modern contemporary service for tax and VAS agents to access and transact with the ATO. It covers the functionality you would be used to from the Tax and VAS Agent portal, but we've managed to add a few improvements and some extra functionality, extra information in there that we think is pretty exciting for Tax and VAS agents.
So look, speaking from a practitioner's perspective, we got our hands onto the public beta and we've had a chance to play around with it at the Acodex office. From the feedback that I've gotten from the partners and the associates amongst the office, I think our personal favourite feature is probably just the ability to do a CSV extract of integrated client account and income tax account balances, particularly the integrated client account, like doing a GST reconciliation has gotten a ton easier nowadays. I think the other thing was the improvement in search. I'm not sure how much time you actually spent interacting on the old tax agent portal. We obviously did every minute of every day. And the number of times where we'd have to punch in the trustee for the and then wade through, you know, 20 pages of results. Now we can actually just type the trust name in and instantly get surfaced with the result. So I know these are little things and they may seem as like trivial to you, but they definitely made a big impact on our team. And that's probably the two features that we're probably most, I suppose, pumped about. But enough about my favourite features. I want to know from your perspective at the tax office, what are some of the features that you're most proud of?
Well, you touched on what we call predictive search, where you can start typing part of a name of a client or an entity, and it'll filter through your client list. We do see that, you know, if it's a contemporary expectation, you go into Google, you go into other websites. So we're really good. That's, a very visible symbol of that this is a pretty modern sort of interface, modern platform. But what we're seeing in the testing, a couple of things that are being, we're also getting some really good feedback, is we've introduced the ability to make a payment plan for a client and finding people saying, rather than for simple arrangements, rather than having to call up the ATO, spend a bit of time on there, which a lot of agents will tell us is really dead time. It's hard to bill clients. They can do that in a couple of minutes on online services. The other bit, which is similar to what you said around the integrated client account, is we've been able to make more account information available, and particularly some of the stuff in the superannuation world. Likewise, for those agents that do provide services for clients around that, that's, again, it's another reason not to have to call the ATO and to be able to grab that information themselves. So that's a couple of things where we're seeing a sort of looking like they will be really good time savers, three really good time savers for agents in the new system.
Awesome. Look, I think you hit the nail on the head with respect to time saving. I think it's of mutual benefit both from the practitioner's perspective and from the tax officer's perspective if we can eliminate a lot of that, as you call it, sort of dead time. So speaking of collaboration, I mean, this is a huge monumental undertaking. What was the consultation with the tax profession like for you guys?
So it's been pretty extensive, Chris. We've been working on it for about 4 years. So we started off with a group of agents and we're looking at the existing tax and VAS agent portal functionality and where the irritants were there, how we could look for little gains through that. We then built our initial beta, which we gave to 6 agents. We knew there were some rough edges there that needed to be knocked off. It needed to be tested in the wild. And we responded to some of that feedback. So we went through that process from late 2017 through to December 18. We went from 6 up to 1,800 agents, continued to test that. And then through the first part of this year, we've rolled out our public beta. So now all tax and BAS agents can participate in it. We continue to look for feedback. So you'll notice down the bottom of the different pages, there's an option to give us some feedback. So while we're really pleased to make it available for everyone, it is still a beta. So we still are after feedback, looking to see whether there's some further refinements we can do along the way before at some point in time, it's the full replacement for the portals.
Good to hear. Look, I know having worked with accountants pretty much my entire professional career, I know that we can be, I suppose, finicky, I don't know what the correct term is, about the technology that we're using and when we're kind of ready to use it. So look, I think you absolutely nailed the private and then public beta rollout. Just in terms of the public and private beta, what has been the feedback that you've gotten so far?
So we had the thing around predictive search, we can put in part of a name, got some really good feedback early on. And then as we added more users, mm-hmm. it started to go slower and people had a little blue spinny wheel on their desktop. And very much once that went on for more than about half a second, people started to get annoyed. So we had to go back and fine tune that too as we ramped up our volumes. Other thing, this platform in the future, it's been optimised, it'll work on mobile devices, it will work on tablets, it'll work on mobile phones.
I have not tried it on mobile. I'm going to do that soon as I get out.
Well, it's one where we're linking that in with the OzKey replacement.
Yeah,
wow. OzKey's a stick to
desktop. Yeah, I was going to say, how do I get my OzKey on my phone?
Well, I might come back to some of the things we've got in the future, but so we've kind of tried to future-proof it.
Thought about that, obviously.
But wow. part of where we potentially overthought it was around with the account screens,
yep.
so they could be mobile optimised. Mm. The format was changed, so it was debits and credits in the one column.
Mm.
We got universal feedback, pretty well universal feedback from the point of view of, no, reconciling accounts, doing some of that, we'll do that on a large screen. We need it as a standard sort of three column format debit credit balance. So we went back and we've rebuilt it so it'll be on the desktop or a widescreen view, will be your traditional three column format. And as you said with ability to download that in a CSV format. But then in the mobile optimized format, when more people are able to see that, you know, if you did get a call from a client on the go, they were wondering what their balance was, you'd be able to look it up on your phone and it'd be in one column format that you could actually read on your phone. So there was a little bit around just, you know, tried to make it so it would be mobile optimised, but then was actually getting the feedback from accountants, no, that's not something we'd be using on the mobile.
Yep.
We need that traditional desktop view for that.
So let's just, segue a little bit into the technical side of things. I'm really interested in the build. I think this is probably the first time, particularly from a public perspective, that the tax office has pretty much undergone like a very public IT build that is multiple stakeholders and very far reaching. I'm curious about, what were your biggest challenges during the build process?
Because we were actually bringing in new functionality, tax system doesn't stand still. There's always new types of taxes and accounts in there. So we had to be flexible enough that we weren't just simply, you know, our scope wasn't just what was currently in the tax and BAS agent portals and building that out. So we had to have a flexible environment to do that. The other thing that's been pretty exciting working with our IT teams is they've really embraced the agile methodology to actually be able to respond to the user feedback in pretty quickly was really quite a big challenge. The other part, which is behind the scenes, which we'll start to see more of in the future, was at the same time building those functions as application program interfaces, which is, in my simple language, it's bits of code that allow software to talk to ATO systems.
I call it data plumbing.
Yeah, it pretty much is. It's enabling your software to plug a pipe into the ATO systems and the computers to talk to computers in there. So all of this functionality at the same time, we're building into that format into the future. So it becomes quite a challenge when you're kind of, you know, in effect almost building everything twice while keeping a pretty complex beast of the portals going at the same time.
So in terms of the scope and breadth of the build, like how much time and resources and energy really went into this?
It's been a lot. It's been the time-wise, overall been working on it for around 4 years. Where's been partly there's some efficiencies coming forward in that because we're now on this new ATO Online platform, we can build some of the functionality and whether that's available for, you know, an individual taxpayer in if they log into the ATO website, a business if they log onto the business portal, or for agents. So we're now building once and then making available for different audiences, which starts to create some efficiencies from our end and getting product out there. The other part was as well, if you look at, again, sort of used that we're working with the Agile methodology, we didn't say, well, here's the plan, say to build the new business activity statement lodgement functionality. IT guys, you've got 6 weeks to build it.
Yeah.
It was around getting it right. And if after 4 weeks, what we had and the way it was working wasn't right and we started to get feedback, well, they invested some more time in that. Other things maybe got done a little bit quicker. So it's been apart from a big change for the ATO, it's also been a very different approach to the way we've gone about things in not going with a big bang release. You know, as I said, starting off with 6 users with a limited set of functionality, you know, building that out to 1,800 over 12 months and now making it available to, we have 160,000 people use our tax and BAS agent portals each year. So, you know, we've got a large population base to work with. Proof's in the pudding now that we're in this beta. We'll see what the feedback is as it rolls over the next few months. And we'll keep working on that. So the investment continues. We've got a contemporary, very contemporary product, and we intend to keep it contemporary.
Yeah, look, I think speaking as someone who has developed business-facing software, you're never really done in terms of build phase. And look, I can tell you from the consultations that I've had and having gone through the product myself, you can definitely see this kind of like lean startup, agile like vibe about the product build. And I think that's actually really exciting to see from any government agency. As you'd know with my work with the Codex, I'm kind of traveling around predominantly G8 jurisdictions. So I kind of get a vibe for what's going on, you know, from different revenue agencies across the world. And look, I thought Australia was already ahead of the curve in terms of what we were doing. Now with this new portal, when you sort of think about it from a bird's eye perspective and what you're trying to actually achieve with it, I think this may actually put Australia at the top of the pack in terms of revenue agencies, which again, from a public practitioner's perspective is good news. It only makes our life easier when it's actually easier to deal with the revenue agencies. So look, we've talked about the system and I've probably answered all of my burning questions. Is there anything that you actually want any of the tax agents or BAS agents that are actually listening to this to know about?
Well, now that we're in this public beta, encourage tax and BAS agents to get in there, have a go. The feedback we've received has been really positive. We also know initially the people that jump in are the early adopters who might be more comfortable with that. We're really keen to get all the feedback so we can make whatever tweaks we might need to do. It might not be just tweaks to the system. It might be some of our support material. It might be how we actually can help sort of continue the process of educating and supporting agents make the transition. So the other sort of message is, you know, we're not switching the portals off just yet. We will. Portals are 18 years old, so hence that's part of this transition. So encouraging people to jump in and encourage you to actually talk to some of your peers, because again, some of the word of mouth we're seeing, depending on your practice, there might be different features which actually do give you a bit of a productivity boost, depending on your client base, depending on what sort of services you offer. So often we're seeing some of the chats that people who have had access or have accessed so far are sharing with some of their peers, some good tips and things that going, hey, I never realised I could do this, or now that I can do this, it's saving me time or allowing me to do this, a bit of value add for my clients, which is really what we're looking to be able to get out of this product.
Yeah, look, I think the grassroots side of things is probably not to be underestimated. I mean, all of the tax agents that I know that have access to it right now, we're all in our like private chats kind of DMing each other about sort of like tips and tricks and that sort of stuff. Talk to people that are using it, you know, get their advice, because that's kind of how we've been doing it as well. So in terms of information, like disregarding the grassroots side of things, where can tax and BAS agents actually go for, I suppose, the official word on how to use things?
Within the product itself, there's plenty of help on screen, right-hand side, through you navigate through the screens for some of the help there. We've also got plenty of product on our website as well around, and if you ato.gov.au/online services for agents, as one word navigates you through to there. You'll find within there, there's a series of, you know, we've got some pre-recorded videos that sort of walk you through the screens. We've got some written material. So we've tried to sort of give some different options depending on how people like to learn. But overall, just encourage people. The feedback, again, what we've tried to do is build it so it's fairly intuitive. It's a change. It's different. There's a few things navigation might need to learn.
So look, Andrew, I can't help but pass on the opportunity to get an inside scoop while I've got you here. What's coming next through the pipe? I know that you're looking at like mail handling and correspondence and that sort of stuff. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so we've got a very small private beta around digital communication preferencing. So it's around how agents can actually set where the digital communication goes to, but also a mailbox where it comes into and better ways to handle that. We're also, with that, building a suite of APIs for software. It's around, as I said, online services for agents initially save some productivity, particularly around not needing to ring the ATO. What we're looking for the next lot of functionality in the future is probably getting the communication process more digital to actually reduce the paper from the ATO.
Yeah, that's a very exciting prospect for me and every other agent listening. So, on the technological side or the software side, is there any hope or chance of an API link directly into the tax portal from our accounting software?
Yeah, so we've got about 35 APIs of different functionality that's currently in online services for agents available. So available for the software developers. We'll continue to release more of them, which until our goal is to have all of that functionality available. That your software providers, there's a number of things they're building at the moment, and they'll pick and choose what will add value to their product. So we see you'll get greater differentiation probably in your products in the future. What we hear from tax and BAS agents is ultimately they'd like to be self-contained within their practice management software. So while we've built this new service, ATO Online, we're pretty keen that those services, or at least a lot of them, start ending up in your software. But there are, you know, commercial decisions around that. So we're at the start of that journey. I think you'll start to see over the next couple of years some different things start to pop up in your software from what the software companies are telling me.
Very, very exciting stuff. Look, Andrew, I think I've gotten every single question that I had answered. Thanks for joining us today. Did you have any final thoughts?
Just thank you, Chris, for the chat. It's been great. Hopefully the listeners have found Tax Invoice, this podcast, really useful. And it's our easy way to keep people updated about the latest tax and super information. Other thing is, if you haven't already, jump into online services for agents, give it a go and let us know your thoughts.
Absolutely. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Connect with us on social media and tell us what you think. Download the transcript at ato.gov.au/podcasts.